And now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Black again. That's what our people say when the neighbors in the cul-de-sac complain about the loud music and the cars parked in the driveway. Happy April Fool's Eve, y'all.
And to you.
Did y'all know today is also National Prom Day?
Oh.
Holy R. Kelly in a tuxedo, Batman. Proms come a long way. You know how much money parents spend on proms every year?
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot, Sybil. Clothes, transportation, spending money on hair, makeup, and don't get me started on the girls, Sybil. Heels, bundles, and custom dresses. I had to catch a cab to my prom, Sybil.
Oh, no.
And my date was my cousin Otto's girlfriend's sister at the time. Oh, she was 20 years older than I was, but she didn't look like much, but she had a big butt. Oh, she had a big butt. And this was pre-implants, y'all. She shut the Soul Train line down with the robot. Sybil, I went to a prom with a woman named Ruth. Sound like a hashtag, huh? Yeah, I went to the prom with a woman named Ruth, Tom. But she had a big butt. Oh, you should have saw that big butt on a robot. My cousin Otto gave me a corsage made out of poison ivy, so I had to go to the hospital. Oh, God, it was the worst, man. I had poison ivy all on my legs. So anyway, let's hear some of the listeners' prom stories, y'all. Later on, okay? Hey, did y'all hear what Columbus Short sent out a couple of tweets to Corinne Steffens and misspelled her name? Did y'all see that?
What?
Yeah, Tom, he misspelled her name. Google it. He said, thanks for taking me in, which I'm sure based on a nickname she hears all the time. Anyway, Columbus tweeted, thanks for letting me in. I love you, Corinne. K-A-R-I-N. Now, you know that's a problem when you can't spell your wife government. I bet you know how to spell that other name. He's gone from every night to cranium kryptonite, Sybil. But wait, there's more. Now it's speculations they weren't even really married because his first marriage is still valid. So that means he wasn't cheating on Corinne after all, y'all.
Yeah.
If anything, he was cheating on the first bride. Hey, y'all, I'm going to be in Atlantic City tomorrow at Kelsey's. Two shows, me and Chris Paul. It's the laugh till you fall to your laugh till you fall apart from. It's the comedy. I make up so much shiggity J, I don't even know what to call it, man. Y'all just come to Kelsey's,
come to
man,
Kelsey's
tomorrow. Two shows, me and Chris Paul.